Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A mom is sitting at a kitchen table, and in walks her son. Now her son is a toddler. He's of that age where no matter what he does, he's still kind of cute. And the boy walks in and he just scowls at his mom, which of course is still cute because he's a toddler. But he scowls at her. He just looks at her. The mom, not knowing what in the world is going on, just kind of sits there like, what's happening? And the boy just scowls. And finally, in the back, the booming voice of the father says, I think you have something you need to give to your mom and you need to tell her. And so the boy marches forward and he throws a piece of paper, he throws a chocolate candy, and he says, I love you, Mom, bye. And he walks away and he storms off, and the mom opens the piece of paper and says, I love you, Mom, happy Mom's Day. The dad had made the child make the card and had made the child go forward. They were all good things. They were all good deeds, you might say, loving deeds, but, well, they weren't exactly done with love. The mom, of course, appreciated it anyway. She appreciated the thought. Sometimes, as good and well-meaning Lutherans, this is how we serve. We grit our teeth and we do it. We say, boy, this isn't going to be fun, but I got to do it. And so we grit our teeth and we move forward. We truck along. We try to do good works. Now notice how I said that. I said we all of us good, well-meaning Lutherans. Because sometimes this is exactly how it goes. And June 25th of 1530 was the presentation of what's known as the Augsburg Confession, where a group of Lutherans, a group of people that were following the teachings of Luther, gathered before the emperor to present their confession of faith. In the midst of that confession of faith is Article 20. Now, I know you guys don't really care about the specifics, but I'm giving them to you anyway. Article 20 is the article that deals with good works. You see, a lot of the people that were combating against Lutherans of the time were combating that Lutheran preachers are, I shouldn't even say Lutheran, because Lutheran as a title didn't exist. Teachers that followed the teachings of Martin Luther were known to preach grace. We're known to preach mercy and forgiveness. And so all too often, the accusation was is that Lutherans don't really like good works. We don't do them. All we do is talk about Jesus and how He gives us salvation. And so the Article 20 deals with the fact that as Lutherans, we do in fact believe in good works. We do in fact believe that we should be doing good works. That we should be doing good things to those people that are around us. Luther himself taught on this quite a bit. And you can actually buy a book if you're really interested called Luther on Vocation. Now that's not vacation, that's vocation. There's an O there, it makes a difference. Luther on Vocation talks about how our salvation is won, and since our salvation is won, the good works that we do should flow out of us and towards our neighbor. And so, we're going to begin this week talking about serving, about doing good works. The first 2 weeks we had, we talked about being and we talked about forgiving. And in those 2 weeks, it was very internal. It was very much reflecting. What are your spiritual disciplines? Do you pray? Do you go to church? Do you read God's holy word? But also, have you evaluated forgiveness? Not only that you are forgiven, but also that you as a Christian are called to forgive others. Even those people that have sinned against you, and it can be hard. And certainly these challenges over this last week especially were very challenging. Remembering some of those times when people sinned against you, but also maybe some of those times when you sinned against others. actually reflecting upon forgiveness. Yes, the forgiveness that Jesus won for us on the cross, but also the forgiveness that we give away. But today is different. Today, we venture out. We venture out of just the internal, and we actually talk about what it means to serve. To be, dare I say, the hands and feet of Jesus. To venture out. It all starts with an understanding of the gospel message. With the understanding that we are Christians of grace. That we have been forgiven. That Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. That our salvation is not found in us going out and doing all of these things, but is found, in fact, in Christ and Him alone. But how do we go about serving? Do we serve like the little boy? Do we grit our teeth? Do we do it because we have to? Or do we actually venture out because we get to? Do we actually venture out of love for our Savior? Out of love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that our salvation is secure in Him, knowing that everything has been completed and done, do we venture out with a joy, with a happiness that comes from knowing that everything is secure? We don't go out and serve others because we're hoping to buy our way to heaven. We don't go out and serve others because we need to make up some debt that we have. We don't go out and serve others because we're trying to find a way to get to heaven. That's done. It is completed. We venture out and serve others because God doesn't need our good works, but our neighbor sure might. We venture out to serve others because Christ our Lord set us an example. An example where He served all of humanity, where He served. Even in His earthly ministry, we see Jesus going from one place to another, healing people, helping people, serving people. And even in our text today, our gospel lesson today, a lot of times we read this at baptism because Jesus takes a small child and places it in front of the disciples. But notice the conversation. Who wants to be greatest? That's the question that the disciples have. And Jesus says, if you want to be the greatest, be the least. Be a servant of all, like a child. Now, I know that doesn't always make the most sense in today's world, but as I like to say, in the ancient world, kids were not looked at the same way. In the ancient world, kids were looked at as needy. They were looked at as basically people that couldn't do anything. They couldn't help anybody, and they certainly couldn't help themselves. And they weren't smart either. They were the lowest of the low. But they were also the ones that needed to serve. A lot of times the kids, especially as they grew older, helped around the house. And if they could produce, they did. But most of the time, even then, they couldn't. So Jesus calls on us as Christians to be servants of all. To find joy in serving. To take joy in serving. Knowing that our salvation is secure, we venture out to be the hands and feet of Jesus. This week is going to be exciting. This week, as you start reading through the book, the challenges, and as you read through them, it might get you out of your comfort zone. All too often, we don't venture out. We don't think about it. We get stuck in our day-to-day operation. And we don't always think about venturing out in a way of serving. Well, hopefully, God willing, this week will be a little bit different. But we have to remember that it's not to earn something, and it's not to earn a place. But in fact, it's grounded in the fact that we have already achieved that place, but not through our own hands or our own work, but only through the work of Jesus Christ in His name. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.